This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. Sex and Angela Rippon. Could Angela return to Top Gear? She's keen to return, and she'd certainly bring a change of presentation style to the show. But unless they cast her as an elderly dominatrix, literally cracking the whip over Richard Hammond and James May, then I think she probably wouldn't fit in very nicely with the boys' toys ethos of that show. A few years ago, Angela claimed that viewers didn't care about sex or age when it comes to presenters. I beg to differ. I think most men like to see boobs, and a lot of women, a nice slice of beefcake. There are only a few presenters that manage to rise above the sexist, ageist, racist programmers of many of our main TV stations. And I would put Angela Rippon as one of them. I worked several years with Angela. I remember I once left the most appalling edit in a high-profile documentary about China that I was editing for her. And the edit, unfortunately, made it on air. After the mishap had been broadcast, I hid in a small studio tucked away in the LBC building. But Angela found me and gave me the kind of ticking off that an elderly headmistress might give you if you'd done something unspeakable behind the school bicycle sheds. Not only did I deserve it, but I really quite enjoyed being handbagged by our Ange. So, Angela, you get my vote as a new Top Gear presenter. But I fear you might have to don some fishnet stockings and a pair of stilettos to get anywhere near that show. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.